Should he have done it or should he not have? Legal experts across Washington are questioning whether FBI Director James Comey should have publicly made a recommendation to prosecutors about whether to go after Hillary Clinton for the way she handled State Department email and classified information. Joining me for one view, Steve Ryan, a partner at McDermott, Will & Emery, and a former federal prosecutor. And Steve, that's the question. Should he have done this at all?
Well, absolutely not. The role of the FBI is to be the fact-gathering instrument for the United States Department of Justice. It's a venerable and important agency. However, they don't have a voting card on whether to indict people. The director can make that voting card by privately telling the attorney general or her delegatee who's running the case of her, of the views, but it's not really the FBI's role to make decisions about whether a crime has been committed or not. It's to present the case to the Justice Department so that the prosecutors who work for the Attorney General can make that decision. And candidly, the FBI forgets from time to time that it's part of the Department of Justice and actually works for the Attorney General, which is our constitutional order.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known that from the press conference.
Well, and look, you know, if you step back, Comey may have done her a favor. He may have, in essence, tried to describe why this wasn't going to occur, and he's a Republican and was a political Republican in the Attorney General's operation. He was the number two or three guy in the department at one point. So in some ways, it's not the decision. It's the decision to go public with it. The other concern I have is I can't believe they didn't use grand jury subpoenas to gather some of this information. You're not allowed to talk about that in public. And so generally, we have a view that if they either indict you or they don't, you don't get a free commentary on the person. And I think that that's a terrible principle that we've now breached, that, you know, he gets to comment on it. And again, that may have worked in her favor, but it's a terrible precedent for the United States.
Is it the equivalent of, say, commenting on grand jury proceedings?
Well, I don't know. I can't say that. My concern would be I can't imagine they didn't use the grand jury for some of this. Maybe they didn't, in which case there's no concern there. Only the FBI and the Department of Justice would know whether they used grand jury subpoenas. The point, however, is that he's commenting about her other than saying, we didn't see intent, therefore, we're not indicting. That would be the limit, in essence, of what they should say. And that, you know, you're not in a free commentary zone when you're in law enforcement and you decide not to indict. You're supposed to just give the facts that you don't see that a crime has occurred because the intent element is missing.
How does this work in real life? Suppose it's just an ordinary criminal case of someone that's not famous and the FBI investigates. What do they do? Do they bring a document to the Justice Department? What happens normally?
In truth, by the way, the way we work, or the way I worked when I was in the organized crime section, is the agents and I would form a team. And at the end of the day, I, as the attorney of the Justice Department, would write what was called a PROS memo, a prosecutor's memo, to the Department of Justice asking for the attorney general's authority to indict a case. In other words, I'd lay out what the evidence was. I would lay out why it was important to do it. I'd lay out the reasons why we shouldn't. And it's that prosecution memo that is the core of this. The FBI doesn't do that. They do interviews. They do 302s. They are the position description 1811 investigators of the government. They're not supposed to be writing the prosecution memo. It's supposed to be an attorney who at least theoretically has learned it in the law, supported by the agents. And the agents have a wonderful and important role, but their role isn't to make the decision about who to indict and who not to. When I used to work with agents, I never met an agent who didn't want to indict a case he'd spent a year or 3 years on. That's just you buy into what you're investigating, you believe in it, and then you present it to the prosecutors. And so that's the rub here in terms of this.
We're speaking with Steve Ryan, a former federal prosecutor and now a partner at the law firm McDermott, Will & Emery. And Comey, of course, is a former prosecutor. And so in getting up there and saying, well, this is a case no one would bring, so we're going to recommend that we don't, in effect, he was being the prosecutor.
Well, that's right. I mean, but in truth, that's not his role anymore. And look, we've had other people who may not be as principled as Mr. Comey who have held his office, including J. Edgar Hoover. And so the real question is, when you have a director of the FBI, you vest a lot of authority in him, but I would argue that this was not the authority that he customarily or in any principled way ought to have exercised. And I think the road to hell is demonstrated by what happened then yesterday in the House, where he's asked to expound more and more and more on it. That is not the kind of inquiry we do generally about prosecutorial discretion. It's the one area of the Justice Department where it's legitimate for the department to say, hold on, we're not going to talk about every decision that we make behind closed doors about whether a case is meritorious or not.
And of course, we've seen over the decades, you and I both have followed the news of people of both political parties in prominence being prosecuted. And there's a point at which everyone agrees, you know, this is beyond the pale of politics. Is there the danger that this can be seen as somehow politicizing the FBI, which would be a very dangerous condition?
Well, I don't think the FBI is political. I think it's a law enforcement agency. And as long as you understand that the zebra has stripes that run up and down, that they're going to investigate cases and bring them to prosecutors, then no, I don't think there's a politicization here. I think it was a bad call. But, you know, on the other hand, Comey probably feels that he has to justify the decision not to prosecute in this case, which really isn't his job anymore. Actually, it's Loretta Lynch's job to justify why the prosecution isn't occurring, or the Deputy Attorney General, whoever was running this matter within the United States Department of Justice. And candidly, I'm very concerned about prosecuting political leaders. I actually think that the department ought to lean backwards not to indict members of Congress, the House or the Senate, unless they're receiving an envelope of cash or a Rolex watch or a thing of value that isn't a lunch in a bar or a trip on a plane. It ought to be the kind of thing that you know, is the $100,000 in the freezer that one congressman was indicted for on receiving a bribe. It should be only those palpable cases where we bring prosecutions against people who are elected leaders.
I wanted to ask you about the notion of intent, which Mr. Comey cited as one of the reasons not to bring a case against Mrs. Clinton. Ordinary citizens, in many cases, there's 300,000 federal criminal statutes, and people don't necessarily have to have intent. And there's been some famous cases where they did not have intent, like you catch the wrong size fish and it's a federal violation, and yet you are nevertheless prosecuted whether you knew about it or were intending to break the law or not. And so how often does intent come in or not come in?
Well, look, any criminal law violation, generally, there are exceptions, has to be an intent crime. You have to intend the act that you're doing, not necessarily intend to break the law, but intend to do the act with knowledge that in some ways that was a very bad call. The intent element is suffused in our crime. It's the difference between manslaughter and murder. It's the difference between a receipt of a gratuity and proof of a bribe. So I've spent my whole life in courtrooms addressing the issue of intent. On the one side, proving it when I was on the prosecution and proving lack of intent if a government is so unwise to indict one of my clients. And so intent is suffused in what we do. And here, you know, I have to say they didn't find an intent to violate the law. And I think that was the right call here. You know, there was no crime, therefore, to prosecute. And that's what we should do in this system, is we should lean towards letting our political leaders off unless there's clear intent to violate the law.
Steve Ryan is a former federal prosecutor, now a partner at the law firm McDermott, Will & Emery. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, thanks for having me on. I feel passionate about this. Appreciate it.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.